The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off with some entertainment-type news. Fans of television's The Voice will see another change in the seating arrangement when the singing competition returns this fall. Pop star Ariana Grande will take a seat alongside Blake Shelton, John Legend, and Kelly Clarkson. The Grammy-winning star has topped the Billboard charts since she released her debut album in 2013. And apparently SpongeBob SquarePants can be inappropriate. So, two episodes have been pulled from Paramount Plus and Amazon. An episode from Season 12 focused on the pandemic, but officials decided the sensitivity surrounding the global real-world pandemic didn't fit. The other episode that is being pulled had the cartoon characters breaking into a woman's home and stealing her underwear. It was decided some story elements were not kid appropriate. If you've been waiting for baseball to start for the season, it's close for the Durham Bulls. They plan to honor local health care workers on their opening night. That's May 11th. Our fans will have waited over 600 days to attend a Durham Bulls baseball game, and we are so excited to welcome them back into the DBAP for the 2021 season, said Mike Burling, Durham Bulls vice president. The fun will continue on May 15th with 2020. That was some Bull night, where fans will have a chance to claim a T-shirt celebrating the DBAP's 25th anniversary in 2020, or a Chipper Jones number retirement bobblehead. Both were scheduled giveaways last year. Other promotional events, May 16, Ode to 20 Years of Sully and Mike. May 19, Bark in the Park, Dogs Welcome. May 22nd, Bull Durham Night, the team will wear specialty jerseys based on the jackets made famous by the movie's coaching staff. And then May 23rd, Woolly Bulls Birthday. The Bulls have also added Beats, Brews, and Baseball and character appearances at every Sunday home game. All right, Raleigh Little Theater, box office number there, 919-821-3111. Online information can be found at RaleighLittleTheater.org. Of course, the Raleigh Little Theater complex is two blocks west of Cameron Village. April 9th through the 18th, they're involved in the play The Last 5 Years with the Raleigh Symphony Orchestra. It's an outdoor concert-style performance of Jason Robert Brown's Drama Desk Award winner, The Last 5 Years, being presented at Stevenson Amphitheater. The Last 5 Years is an intimate window into a couple's doomed marriage. Kathy, a struggling actress, and Jamie, a budding novelist on the brink of wild success, are 20-somethings in New York who meet, fall in love, marry, and divorce over the span of 5 years. Saturday, May 15th, Raleigh Little Theater, Divas Under the Stars, and it's held at Stevenson Amphitheater. To find out who will be crowned 2021's Diva, join in the festivities for an evening of glitz, glam, and giving. The event will be live streamed on the theater Facebook page and its YouTube channel. Then June 10th through the 20th, The Mountaintop. A gripping reimagination of events the night before the assassination of the civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. On April 3rd, 1968, after delivering one of his most memorable speeches, an exhausted Dr. King retires to his room at the Lorraine Motel while a storm rages outside. When a mysterious stranger arrives with some surprising news, King is forced to confront his destiny and his legacy. Now, keep in mind, Raleigh Little Theater welcomes people with disabilities to the theater. All performances are wheelchair accessible. Audio description for those with visual disabilities is provided by Arts Access on the second Sunday of each production. An induction hearing loop is installed in Sutton Theater and can be used in all seats, including the balcony. For those without a hearing aid, which can tune into the loop, a limited number of assisted listening devices are available on a first-come, first-served basis. And trained service dogs are welcome to attend performances and classes. Moving on to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, they've scheduled several streaming events over the next few months. Details about upcoming events is available by calling Duke Energy Center at 919-996-8700. All right, on April 9th, it's Friday Favorites, Music from the Movies, streaming event from the North Carolina Symphony. Saturday, April 10th, it's Copeland and Dvorak, North Carolina Symphony streaming event, as is the Appalachian Spring on Saturday, April 17th. Saturday, April 24th, and again on Friday, April 30th, Ragtime Kings, a streaming event with the North Carolina Symphony. Then Saturday, May 1st, it's a Young People's Concert Matinee, Peter and the Wolf, again, symphony streaming event. Saturday and Friday, May 8th and May 14th, Beethoven Violin Concerto, a symphony streaming event. Saturday, May 15th, Pops Around the World, a streaming event. Thursday through Sunday, May 20th through the 23rd, it's Cinderella from the Carolina Ballet. Saturday, May 22nd and Friday, May 28th, it's Beethoven Symphony No. 4, again, a symphony streaming event. Saturday, June 5th, Young People's Concert Matinee, Carnival of the Animals. This is a streaming event from the North Carolina Symphony. Friday, June 11th, an R-rated magic show. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, June 12th, Cirque de la Symphonie, a streaming event. There are two performances, one at 3, the other at 8. Friday, June 25th, Trey Anastasio with the North Carolina Symphony. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. If you lost your shot at seeing Hamilton slip by a few years ago, you'll have to wait a bit longer to catch the Broadway phenomenon's return to Durham. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Durham Performing Arts Center pushed back its production of Hamilton by more than a year. The new Hamilton dates are May 17th through June 5th, 2022. So it's coming back next year. They'll have a total of 24 performances, again, May 17th through June 5th of 2022. DPAC announced new dates for 11 other touring Broadway productions, including escaped to Margaritaville, Tootsie, Hadestown, and Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. Of course, Hamilton is the lyrical sensation depicting the American Revolution and creation of the U.S. Constitution, with Founding Father Alexander Hamilton at its center. The Pulitzer-winning musical is a modern-day classic, winning countless awards and credited with reinvigorating Broadway. At the beginning of the pandemic, Deepak announced the initial dates for Hamilton's return to Durham, planning for a production at the end of last year into early 2021. As COVID-19 continued to disrupt society and entertainment's venues capacity was limited for social distancing, the production has now been pushed back to 2022. When Hamilton first played at Deepak in 2018, set all kinds of attendance records for the theater on its way to selling out all 32 performances. Tickets to Hamilton next year are not yet on sale. Will be offered first to the theater's members, known as Friends of Deepak. All righty, the rest of the schedule for Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. Deepak. Sunday, May 2nd, Titanic, the Maiden Voyage Concert. Now, this is a musical celebration that turns one of the greatest love stories of all time into a hysterical and joyful sleigh fest. Streaming live from New York City, the story reveals what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night, as told by Celine Dion, who just happens to hijack a Titanic Museum tour and recharts the course of Titanic's beloved moments. The evening will feature a powerhouse cast performing more than 15 of Celine's most iconic hits, including, of course, My Heart Will Go On, It's All Coming Back to Me Now, and All by Myself. Monday and Tuesday at Deepak, June 14th and 15th, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Saturday, June 26th, Arrival from Sweden, The Music of ABBA. Saturday, August 7th, Get the Lead Out. Wednesday, August 11th, Styx. Saturday, October 21st, it's Brit Floyd, Echoes, the world's greatest Pink Floyd show. Saturday, August 28th, Cody Coe and Noel Miller, Tiny Meat Gang, Global Domination. And then Thursday, September 30th, Bert Kreischer, the Birdie Boy Tour. Chris Tucker on Saturday, October 2nd. Tuesday through Sunday, October 5th through the 10th, The Band's Visit. Tuesday through Sunday, October 19th through the 24th, Tootsie. And then to round out the year, Gabriel Iglesias, Escape to Margaritaville, Ain't Too Proud, and 1776. Artsplosure, Raleigh's signature art festival that draws tens of thousands to the area, will be postponed in October due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The festival was originally set to take place next month in downtown Raleigh. It is now scheduled for October 9th and 10th. The annual festival, normally held in the spring, was initially postponed last year at the start of the coronavirus pandemic before being canceled. Festivals and special events of more than 50 people have been canceled through this spring, including the city's St. Patrick's Day Parade and Festival and the Raleigh Night Market. As has been mentioned previously, the NC State Fair is on schedule for this year, but the Got to be NC Festival is not. State Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler says the state fair was canceled last year because of COVID, but not this year. The 2021 state fair, set to run October 14th through the 24th. However, this spring's Got to Be NC Festival has been canceled, just like last year. It had been scheduled to run in mid-May at the state fairgrounds. Three events at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road. The Sights and Sounds Concert Series, co-presented by Chamber Music Raleigh and the North Carolina Museum of Art, is virtual due to COVID restrictions for live gatherings. The free curated webcast concerts and live streams are offered through May with hopes of resuming live concerts in June. The virtual events are all on Saturdays at 8 p.m. April 10th, it's Juilliard String Quartet, hailed by the Boston Globe as the most important American quartet in history. May 8th, Gavilan. The brothers, the Havana-born Gavilan brothers, perform original music from their album Brothers. May 15th, Verona Quartet, the recipient of Chamber Music America's coveted Cleveland Quartet Award in 2020. The Verona Quartet is no stranger to the Triangle, having completed residencies in Durham last year. They join the award-winning Jamaican-American violinist Jordan Bach and lauded newcomer Nicholas Mariscal on cello. Again, the North Carolina Museum of Art is hoping it can once again host live concert events starting in June. All right, the Poorhouse Music Hall has a schedule of upcoming events. There are two shows each evening, one at 7:30 and the second at 9:30, unless specifically noted. Concerts are subject to change. On Friday, April 9th, it's Litz. Saturday, April 10th, Heather Victoria. Sunday, April 11th, Eduardo de Rosa Maria Noche Flamenca y Dancer. And that performance, a single, at 7:30. Friday, April 16th, Reliably Bad. Saturday, April 17th, Blue-Footed Boobies. Friday and Saturday, April 23rd and 24th, Dr. Bacon. Friday, April 30th, Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band. Saturday, May 1st, Hoko and Mars. Saturday, May 8th, Unica Prong. Friday, May 14th, an evening with Martin Sexton. Shows for that night are at 7 and 9. Okay, Saturday, May 15th, Zoo Crew. Friday, May 21st, Into the Fog album release party. Then at Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, the phone number there, 919-821-4111. Friday and Saturday, April 9 and 10, Zoso, Ultimate Led Zeppelin Tribute. 6:45 and 9:45 both nights. Friday, April 16th, Idlewild South. This is a tribute to the Allman Brothers Band. Shows at 6:30 and 9:30. Saturday, April 17th, Lincoln Theater staff benefit with the Balsa Gliders, the Nasty Habits, and Jump Mountain. That starts at 7. Sunday, April 18th, 420 Reggae Fest, and that show is at 6:30. Friday, April 23rd, Travers Brothership, 7 and 9:45. Wednesday, April 28th, American Aquarium at 8. Friday, April 30th, Moonwater. It's a tribute to Widespread Panic. There are two shows, 7 and 9:45. Saturday, May 1st, The Breakfast Club at 9. Sunday, May 2nd, An Evening with Ray Scott. That's at 7 p.m. Friday, May 7th, Bruised Orange, tribute to John Prine. Shows at 7 and 10:30. Saturday, May 8th, Cosmic Charlie, a high-energy Grateful Dead tribute at 7 and 11:15. Saturday, May 15th, Blake Christiana, Rick Bugle, and Mikey Savilli at 8 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, May 21 and 22, Chatham County Line, 8 o'clock both nights. All right, checking out the amphitheaters. Not much has been added. We'll start with Red Hat Amphitheater. The first concert this year is at Red Hat is Maren Morris, and that's on May 6th. And then Primus is set to perform June 23rd. July's dates include Jamie Johnson, Bare Naked Ladies, Megadeth and Lamb of God, and Lindsey Stirling. The current schedule for August 2021, Lewis the Child, David Gray, Blackberry Smoke, and the Goo Goo Dolls. Cocobooth Amphitheater. Wake Med is back with its Movies by Moonlight series. Most movies are shown Friday evenings, unless noted. And the first one is on a Thursday night, April 1st, and that is Green Book. April 9th, The High Note. April 16th, Captain Marvel. April 23rd, Aladdin. April 30th, The Impractical Jokers, the movie. May 7th, Trolls World Tour. May 14th, Aquaman. May 21st, Little. May 28th, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. And currently booked concerts include the Josh Sellers Jazz Series on Wednesday evenings. April 7th, La Fiesta, Josh Sellers Jazz Series. April 14th, Will McBride Group. April 28th, Teacup Gin. And May 5th, Freeport Jazz. And again, those are all part of the Josh Sellers Jazz Series. Then on April 21st, which of course still a Wednesday, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Coastal Credit Music Park at Walnut Creek, Saturday, June 26th, it's Backstreet Boys. Then on July 2nd, the Black Crowes. July 9th, Tedeschi Trucks Band. July 10th, Thomas Rhett and Cole Swindell. Saturday, July 17th, Kids Bop Live. July 23rd, Dave Matthews Band. Saturday, July 24th, it's Luke Bryan and Kaylee Hammock. Tuesday, July 27th, the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald. Saturday, July 31st, Matchbox 20 and the Wallflowers. Friday, August 13th, Chris Stapleton, L. King, and Kendall Marvell. Sunday, August 22nd, Alanis Morissette, Garbage, and Liz Phair. Saturday, August 28th, at Coastal Credit Union Music Park, it's Kiss. Then Wednesday, September 15th, Maroon 5. And Friday, October 1st, Brooks and Dunn. At the local comedy clubs, Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street, Cary. Thursday, April 8th, it's Nick DiPaolo. Friday and Saturday, April 9 and 10, Andrew Scholes. Thursday through Saturday, April 15th through the 17th, Samuel J. Comroe. Sunday, April 18th, Andy Forrester. Thursday through Sunday, April 22nd through the 25th. It is Tommy Davidson. And Thursday through Saturday, April 29th through May 1st, Whitney Cummings. Others on the schedule at Raleigh Improv during the month of May, the Tammy Tour, one trailer park at a time, Gary Owen, the Christie Show, and Jess Hilarious. Good Nights Comedy Club is on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Their lineup Thursday through Saturday, April 8th through the 10th. It's Erica Rhodes. Erica has appeared on ABC's Modern Family, HBO's Veep, Fox's New Girl, IFC's Comedy Bang Bang, and recurred on True TV's Fameless. Sunday, April 11th at Goodnight's Comedy, Chris Allen. Thursday through Sunday, April 15th through the 18th, T.K. Kirkland. He's a well-respected comedian, podcast host, writer, businessman, motivator, and actor with 35-plus years of experience in the entertainment industry. Thursday through Sunday, April 22nd through the 25th, it's Earthquake. Known lovingly by his fans as Quake, he's been dishing out his unique delivery and bankable common sense rhetoric across the comedy club circuit since the early 90s. Sunday, April 25th at Goodnight's, it's Anthony Rodia. A first-generation Italian, Anthony has always had a way of turning any situation into comedy. Then Thursday through Saturday, April 29th through May 1st, Corinne Fisher. Now, Corinne is a stand-up comedian, writer, and actor. She first made a splash with her debut one-woman show, Corinne Fisher, I Stalk You. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.